make perception checks.
I just did. At disadvantage.
Oh, wait. Perception.
All of you make perception at disadvantage.
Well, that's a 6. The 9 still sticks. So
13.
Strong.
14.
Okay. Also 14.
Otherwise, it would have been a 26. Son of a bitch.
I can't get that.
Why disadvantage? I would feel like we're hyper aware now.
Probably because reasons.
There's reasons.
Okay, so.
None of you see anything. I go over to the orc.
You see an arrow sticking out of the back of his head.
I inspect the arrow for craftsmanship.
You pull it out?
Finely crafted.
Very finely crafted.
Not Worman?
No.
I feel like I should...
Perhaps somebody with pointy ears made this?
It's the knife ears.
As you're saying, probably someone with pointy ears. You hear a voice come out from the forest. Leave that be, please.
I gently put it
Who
down.
Who goes there?
Gently stick it back in the
My bad.
We mean no harm, friends.
Please come out of hiding.
Who are you?
Step into the clearing. I sheathe my weapon and I step out into the clearing.
How did they see me?
What are you, the guy from Grandma's Boy?
I rolled a 3. Oh so my fucking.
We could have shot him in the dark.
Yeah, just because you're not hiding doesn't mean you don't think you're hidden.
Yeah.
Alright, so. If I can't see them, they can't see me.
Yeah, pretty much what it was.
I just covered your eyes.
Leaf, like you've got a leaf, like right here.
The guards are, their heads are on a swivel. They can't see shit.
Calm down, guys. Relax.
Drop your weapons.
Does it sound like a familiar voice?
No. You've never heard this voice before in your life. Drop your weapons now.
Why?
I would think one likes their life.
How do we know that you're not going to harm us?
You don't.
Oh, then I'm not dropping
Who
weapons.
Who are you?
I'm a war cleric.
I'll tell you if you drop your weapons. The mere fact that we're having this conversation expresses the depth of my patience.
I take my greatsword and I drop it in front of me. And the axe as well.
I step out from behind a tree.
The guards drop it, follow your lead, and they drop their weapons.
I step out from behind a tree.
I want to try to insight check on the voice that's been talking to us.
Sure. Conflicted. I'm not dropping my weapon.
Not terrible.
I don't drop weapons.
I understand.
I mean, you could cast, so you know, you're fine.
Did I roll stuff for this interaction?
You did. You got like a 20-something.
Okay.
You are...
Asim doesn't feel spotted, so he doesn't drop shit.
Well, you don't feel spotted, but you're basically hearing a disembodied voice, and you have no fucking idea where it's coming from.
Not my first time experiencing that.
True.
So, you know what? This is probably part of my training. I don't drop shit.
Alright.
Not that you would really need to.
You're not sure if you're seen. You are pretty sure you're seen.
Yeah.
Because most of your most deadly weapons are attached to your wrist.
Right. So this is a distraction.
But I'm a war cleric, so...
All right.
Dropping weapon against an enemy would not be my...
That's like quitting.
Yeah, that's quitting.
Mm. That's not tactical retreat. That's GG.
Okay, can I roll like a...
Listen, man, I'll give you to the count of 5 to drop your weapons.
11.
Can I roll
check.
A persuasion or an intimidation to try to...
All right, let me resolve this inside check first.
Jordan.
Okay.
What are you trying to perceive about the voice?
If they intend us harm.
You perceive that they... They're trying to... It is an intimidating voice. And... You don't hear any deception from it. You don't hear, like, drop your voice, drop your weapon so I can kill you. But you do get a sense of confidence from the voice.
They also seem maybe perhaps feel threatened by us. Which is
well, you're a group of... You're a... like, 7 strong group. Actually, you're 8 strong group of armed people. So... if someone didn't threaten, if, you know, you'd hate to meet the person that you wouldn't threaten. So you see confidence, seriousness, but no deception.
Okay.
Persuasion check. Go ahead and roll your persuasion.
Adar, I think it's okay. I think you can put down the weapon.
Don't Five. Look
at persuasion. What are you trying? Rather than dropping it,
I have you with me, and I will gently,
in a pleading manner, I say, "Please, just tell us who you are and why you want us to do this."
If your lizard man drops your weapon, perhaps.
he just did. He handed it to me, and I put it down.
Told him I didn't like it.
As he puts it down,
attempt to start stealthily walking towards the sound of the voice.
Okay. Go ahead and roll another stealth check to move.
Just regular check?
Just check.
The 11.
I see. Noted. As you hand your weapon off, as you, Nadar, hand your weapon off to Hathor, and he puts it down forward, and you really don't like this.
No, I don't. I'm really upset at this.
As soon as your weapon hits the ground, or as soon as Nadar's weapon hits the ground, you see seven figures that are completely surrounding you guys step out from trees. And you thought... It's weird. You thought that they were part of the tree or part of a bush that you saw, but they're all wearing hooded, very fine green cloaks that seem to blend into the area around them.
Would these cloaks be, say, perhaps kind that would be elvish?
without inspecting them, you would not know.
They all are
wearing leather armor and, like, green cloth all under it, and they all have longbows pointed at you.
What are they?
It's impossible to know with the hoods put up, but they all appear to be humanoid, pointed features.
Light skin or dark skin?
Right, like, can we see their skin tone?
Light skin.
I think we're okay.
They are not, yeah, you can definitely tell they're not drow.
Let's not piss them off, but I think we're okay.
And from a tree not too far from you, you see another come out in a similar cloak. He does not have a bow pointed at you, but he has a bow in his hand, and you can see this bow extremely finely crafted.
What do you want from
us? It's mine. Actually, I'm going to use it.
Well, I want you, a small one, to come out fighting.
Quite the tall order.
What else? What do you want from us, other than us unhiding or whatever?
Trevinia, I think it's okay. I don't think they mean us harm.
They've got arrows pointed at us.
They probably have arrows pointed at anything that comes to these woods. This is their territory.
Which makes sense. I just want to know why.
You're being awfully nice for a dwarf.
What do you want from us? We mean you no harm.
Place every time.
Please stop talking.
Stop talking.
The man who came out with the extremely well-crafted bow looks at you. He pulls back his hood, and after he pulls back his hood, you can see about shoulder-length blonde hair back in a ponytail and very pointed ears. This is a elf.
Believe it or not, I'm actually very glad to see you.
I really don't care.
I really don't care.
My apologies.
You guys know that to the south, past the mountain range, is the elven kingdom of Talinore, and anyone from this continent might assume that these are elven, maybe scouts or rangers from that kingdom. Probably you, Dravenia, and Unadar might assume that. You know that these elves have a tenuous truce with the human kingdom of Ulthryn to the north, and basically anybody else. They're very arrogant, and they view, you know, that they're high elves, and they view a lot of anyone who is not a high elf in not a very great light. So, which explains why he's being kind of an asshole to you. You almost expect this of... This almost confirms your suspicion that these are elves from the elven kingdom to the south of Talanore. He approaches to about 10 feet from your party and says, I am Captain Snowblade. Who are you?
We are the Hand of Order. We are an adventuring and mercenary company. Most recently out of Umber, but recently relocated to the capital. We were sent here by the Temple of Bahamut to find out what happened to the city of Greensburg.
You are far from home, Elf.
You're probably on the same mission we are.
I could say the same, Lizard.
I already don't like this guy.
He already told me to shut up. I super don't like this guy.
Scales ripple.
So, it's really funny. The people from this continent are like, fuck this asshole.
I'm a little out of practice, but I'm trying to ease myself back into noble mode here.
You, the elves from your continent, because there is a kingdom of elves, you know that the kingdom of Talanore long ago was actually a splinter group from that kingdom across the sea. And they came and founded their own kingdom. Basically view these guys as Thalmor. And the elves from your continent are much more affable. Mm-hmm. You've heard of these elves, but you've never experienced them for yourself. And you're starting to get why people maybe don't like them too much.
I'm still trying to make an effort to be as polite as I can and as straightforward as I can. I'm not going to try to deceive them if I don't have to.
Mercenaries. That's all Felthrin could master. An old man and some guards and a mercenary company. One of your towns is destroyed and they send a mercenary company.
To be fair, we weren't sent by Valthrin, we were sent by the temple.
That doesn't help Valthrin's case.
Why are you here?
As I said, it's probably the same reason we're here.
If you must know,
as you were so keen to point out, these are Valthrin lands.
Well, right now they appear to be Orcish lands. And I kill orcs. And these Orcish lands are now bordering my nation's lands. So, my name is Captain Snowblade. I am captain of the Forerunners. We are a scouting party from Talanore, as I'm sure you've suspected. I suppose you can imagine why I'm here. I'm doing my job.
Quite well.
That's all we do. We specialize in killing this filth.
And what of your dog brothers?
They are here.
And the dragon that accompanies them.
I bristle a little bit about that. Calling them the Dark Brothers, because there's also Dwargar involved, and dwarves.
I don't know none of that. All I know is that there's some great.
You seem to bristle at the comment.
Yeah, and I like dwarves and elves.
I doubt the elves appreciated it either.
Don't think highly of the Deep Dwellers. It's like we treat them as something less than what we are. That's one of the few things that dwarves and elves tend to have in common. It's like we have zero.
Oh, I know that out of character. In character, I've never really dealt with many elves, and I've sure as hell not dealt with dark elves.
On your way to the capital,
he doesn't answer your question.
Oh, I hate this guy.
No, we're on our way to Greensburg.
Oh, sorry, he meant Greensburg. That was bad. On your way to Greensburg.
Are you?
Yes, we are.
He ignores your question again.
Not necessarily because we were sent, but because we owe the Baron thanks. He's a friend, and if there's any chance that his life might be saved and his people might be saved, I feel like we owe it to him.
How noble.
And I leave. I walk. I just continue on my path.
Alright.
Sounds like a good way to get shot.
I don't have any weapons in my hands.
If you know what's good for her, stop her.
I keep walking.
Dravinia, stop. Please.
Why? Because the pointy-eared one told you to?
No.
I will not. Not be spoken comes to. Out
of a because you have of wood, seven they will skills shoot of an archer's with arrows pointed at you.
I mean them no harm. Why they would they shoot are. Me?
Because they can.
Do you see the look in
because
eyes?
I'm not done with you, youngling.
Then get to the point.
Then speak to me and perhaps answer my questions. If you have no desire to speak to me or answer my questions, then I have no desire to be here. I've got a job to do. I've got people to protect.
Just like you.
What is your plan? Walk up to Greensburg. Knock on the door.
Planning to reconnoiter it first, find out what's going on. Believe me, I have no real loyalty to Walfred. I'm not from this continent. I'm from over the sea, as is my friend Asim here. Dravinia knows no king or potentate. She is a child of the forest, as you are. And Nadar serves only his god.
Please don't mistake me for a lowly wood elf. I respect nature, but I'm not a child of it. I'm a child of the fallen star.
My apologies.
You. I wish to know what your plans are.
Why? Honestly, we don't have that much of a plan other than to rescue those we can.
Why do you care? You offered to kill us. We offered to go kill ourselves in Greensburg. What matter is it of yours?
I need to know if you're going to make things worse or not. And I like to, as this is a scouting mission, like to know all of the information available to me. If there's a force, regardless of how ragtag they appear, I need to know everything about it.
You have deemed us incompetent. Does our meager abilities make to you and your all-powerful great friends?
Regardless of your competence, I need to know.
Need to know what?
Everything about you.
You will don't. Never know everything about a man. And you are old enough to know better.
Everything about your ability to help or hinder.
Then why don't you come and see? For the words will not convince you. You have already decided we are liars.
I don't think you're liars at all. I believe everything that you've told me you believe to be true.
Then words are of no value. You must see for yourself.
So, your plan is to go see the sorry state of Greensburg and then try to do something about it.
That's about it, yes.
We don't know what we can do until we see the state of things.
And you didn't think to ask the elves who are on a scouting mission if they've seen anything?
Well, which elves would that be? The ones pointing weapons at us?
Yes, those same ones.
No, they are bad at answering questions we've discerned. Just now.
Well,
I, literally, in character, I chortled like that was fucking hysterical.
Asking the right ones, my small friend.
Well, then, educate us if you would, since you are so knowledgeable about such things.
What would you like to know? Please.
What is the state of Greensburg?
Overrun.
With?
Orcs.
Just orcs?
Well, no. There are some goblins, hobgoblins.
The usual riffraff.
Lizard men.
And what of the dragon? Elves. Have you bested
it? The dragon
it?
Is a concern, as you know. Well, the dragon is the thing that concerns you.
The drow, have you seen any of those?
We have reconnoitered Greensburg. We saw no dragon. No dark dwarves. No drow.
Good. Then cleaning up the city should actually be a very simple matter.
We will take out the trash. And that will be that.
There's only about 40 orcs.
Then why haven't you bested them yet?
Where are the underground ones?
That's not my job.
Not a day before.
Very well.
We slaughtered a party of 4 orcs, 4 hobgoblins, and an ogre in about 15 seconds.
Really? Were they dug in, fortified?
No, they were attacking.
Did they have siege weapons?
They have siege weapons.
What value are siege weapons against 8? You cannot aim a siege weapon like that. Come now.
Well, if you'd like to take the chance.
I'm not afraid of their giant bows and their giant rock throwers. I'm small. They will never hit me.
We have weapons at our disposal that they do not have.
Really?
Yes.
Like what?
I will fire an eldritch blast on one of the trees.
No, the elves seem to flinch.
The elves possess magic.
They do.
Yes.
And you didn't think to mention that when you mentioned the orcs that were there?
I'm sorry, I thought you knew how orcs worked, being a groundling.
Some scouting party. I hope you report to your superiors with more detail.
Well, I respect my superiors.
And I continue to walk. I leave.
And Asim's voice has just been coming from different places in the trees this whole time.
I leave. I just keep going.
Well, he doesn't pay any mention to you. Well,
that's good.
I've given you some information. You have told me who you are. I feel as though this has been a mutually beneficial arrangement. I don't like your chances, but
neither do we, to be honest.
It may be fun to watch.
Well, if that is all you are capable of, then you are welcome to it.
I like your spirit there, little one. I almost dislike to see you kill yourself against the hordes of Greensburg, but I wish you the best of luck. It will be enjoyable to watch, at least. Good luck.
May I ask one more question?
I believe you just did.
I knew that was going to
be beyond that one.
Please, I cannot wait.
You're asking us if we have a plan. Well, what's yours?
My plan is to not divulge my plan to people who are obviously not long for this world.
Inside check. Level one.
One?
Yeah. Natural one.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
I didn't need an inside check for that.
Well, with a one, that's all you get.
I don't think he has a plan. And I say that out loud.
Of course he has a fucking plan.
I don't think he has a plan.
Of course he does.
I think he has no idea what he's doing here. I don't think he's familiar with the territory. I don't think he's familiar with the terrain.
And he's a goddamn liar. Familiar enough with the dangers.
He does a hand signal, and the rest of the elves lower their bows and start to walk away.
Yeah, fuck off.
Cool.
And I keep marching. And I bonus, and I don't pick up my weapon. I bonus action to summon it back to my hand.
So they never appeared to have found me, right?
Oh, they saw you. They looked right at. He looked right at you.
You never said that. And you.
He said
all of the tension. He's referred to me several times.
Yeah, he has. Referred
but he has
to
never visually noticed me in your descriptions.
Well,
and you've ruined my immersion. Therefore, I plus
thought
40 to high.
Him
plus 40 to high.
I thought him referring to you directly was enough.
I have an idea, by the way.
40 of invisibility.
If we get to Greensburg and they decide to interfere with us just to make us fail, I say we track them down and cut off their fingers.
The ears. They are.
Those two.
Particular.
It is fine.
Super nowhere near here because I've already stormed off like a woman.
All right. Well, as you're walking away and doing that, you hear a laugh from the trees. But you don't know where it came from.
I don't care where it came from.
I cast many illusory laughs from various parts of the trees back at them.
I hope they follow. I hope one of them trips on a stick and they get slaughtered by orcs.
You hear in your ear whispered, "Your tricks don't impress me."
Many illusions shouting back, "The feeling's mutual."
Called Fahil.
I can do this all day.
Perception check to see if can't I hear him say
can't
right?
you
hear that whisper.
Can't you? Can't you?
No, see, the proper reply was, "Your dick don't impress me."
Oh. That is very different.
You gotta use the rhyme, you see.
I'm not used to trying to rhyme in this tongue. But I see now. Regardless, that was close.
So you guys keep marching on. They seem to let you pass.
Our previous experience with being surrounded by folks with pointy, shooty things was a close one.
You guys have actually heard of the Forerunners. They're an elite forward scouting unit.
Maybe they should be less elite.
They are.
Take them down a couple notches, douchebags. Seriously.
The thing about Talonore elves, you gotta realize, if you're not a high elf, they give zero fucks about you.
Here, alright, can you minor illusion me to have, like, pointy ears next time? Like, in crafted features so I look like a high elf?
What would have been because really that funny would be boss. Is if she had kept walking and they attacked us, and then, you know, he immediately sends,
move, I could.
Attacked by Tal'Dorei elves. Murder, murder, betrayal. Go to war. Go to war.
Yes, I'm sure the entire kingdom of Valthrin would go to war over one single message.
Definitely.
Well, Valthrin guards being murdered in Valthrin by a scouting party from Talonore. Or yeah, whatever. Is that it?
Talonore. Talonore. Yes. Tal'Dorei.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's going to fuck with me.
I know. I've been thinking of myself.
But yeah. The fact is, you've got, like, Valthrin soldiers here. Mm-hmm. Okay. For the local baron, in service to the local baron, plus a registered adventuring company getting attacked by Talonore elves.
There's already
on Talonore land. I mean, that would set some shit off, I think.
Yeah, that's maybe. That's like some poor diplomats who've got to do some
right,
work
like
that's
now. Some, yeah.
That's some long that's hours some to cap right there.
That's a lot bullshit. Of paperwork.
Either way, you guys continue on for the rest of the day. Unless you'd like to continue role-playing about that.
I do not recall the elves being that... they had such airs about them.
The ones back home were always so cool.
Ah, very willing and cheerful. Have you to share their wine.
Have you caught up to me at this point?
Marilla, I'm not remembering that wrong. The elves back home were always pretty nice, right?
Have you never encountered Talonore? Yes, they've caught up to you at this point.
Okay.
I've been on this continent for a month.
These are the Forerunners.
They are called...
Maybe a little longer. The days tend to run together.
They think that they're better than everybody who doesn't have pointed ears.
I got that sense.
You saw how they treated me. Because I'm humid. Humid, not humid.
Well, it is a bit moist out here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
but I come from
the
desert, so that is always the case.
I thought it was a dry heat in the desert.
I get the
feeling. It is, and this is not. This is a moist heat. It's
I get the feeling it's not that they look down on people who don't have pointed ears. They look down on anyone who isn't them. You could be a full-blooded elf, but if you're not one of them...
No.
I bet
if I was high elf...
Well,
perhaps they would treat me with respect and answer my questions.
I think you and I are a bit accustomed to being looked down upon.
But...
At least.
I assure
you... But this is different, yes.
I assure you...
Shall we put them on the kill list?
That they...
They did not harm us. They simply had pointy questions. So, perhaps they are on the same side.
No, keep talking of... We're...
Well, you asked a question and I'm trying to inform you, but...
Asim is good at multiple conversations. He's used to multiple puns.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Verbally and not.
So.
So, yeah. This group, they have renown in these parts. They are quite skilled at what they do, and they act as such.
As I saw. They were quite proud of coming up upon us unawares.
We were aware of them. Well, you were.
Not soon enough to matter, which I think they knew.
The fact is, they're also right now standing on foreign soil, disrespecting people who are living and trying to save that foreign soil.
They could very easily take this area for themselves. You know what they did to the south, don't you?
No.
No.
Not from here, remember?
We do not know your history.
As she explains to you, there... Their capital is based on an island to the south. They were an island nation. There was another human kingdom to the south that was a sister kingdom to Valthrin. They conquered it. And ever since, there has been an uneasy truce between Valthrin and Talonore.
This is complex. Afthor and I are not citizens of this nation. So... us being involved makes it only more convoluted than they understand. Not that I expect Baki or Afthor's clan to raise war upon them because they hassled he or I. But
I'm just saying, they... Hopefully they're here to only kill the orcs.
Well, they did not kill us.
Right. So because we have a common goal, but as soon as that ends, perhaps we end. I do not know. I just do not like them.
That is a problem for another day, I believe.
Yeah.
See, what you have to understand is where we are from. These sorts of politics, I mean, we have politics, but it's... People are generally trying to be a little bit more accommodating of each other simply for the sake of survival. We live in mountains and deserts. There's not a lot of resources to fight over.
Personal respect goes much further.
Humans, my people, as you were. Granted, I wasn't raised by humans, but we try to live in peace with each other. We don't think that we're better than anyone else. I mean, you've seen the
group, yes.
Backwater people, and they may be scared of the likes of you all, but still, we do not openly act hostile towards people that have a common enemy. These elves are just no good.
They do not understand the common good. Perhaps they are good in their own mind.
They are selfish.
But if all the world failed except for their own enclave, I do not think they would care.
Yeah.
So we will not look to them for help, but perhaps they will not hinder us either.
Let's hope as such. And maybe they've taken out more orcs, and between what we've taken out and what they've taken out, perhaps it'll make our odds.
Perhaps they've cleared the way to Greensburg, unbeknownst to us, and that would be fine.
Funny you should say. Doubtful. If anything, they've probably drawn more orcs in front of us because they like seeing us in pain.
I doubt that.
As you guys are walking, and as you say that, you come upon a patrol of orcs.
Just dead.
Whoops! Fucking massacred.
Where?
There are two ogres, they are both dead, and about six orcs with them. They are also all dead.
Well, are they peppered with arrows?
Yes.
This appears
a couple
to be...
of them have slash wounds, and as you inspect the slash wounds, you see ice particles around the slash wounds.
Hmm.
Oh, frosty. They're fucking led by Drizzt.
I did not see.
Are there some of them with slash wounds that look cauterized too?
Did see a pamphlet.
No.
Well,
just admit you're playing Drizzt.
Where
you posted the meme.
Where are the underdwellers?
They would not be the front lines.
No, but he said they were none in the city.
Perhaps they've already pushed northward.
Or pushed northward. They were accompanying the dragon. I'm a little curious as to why they would have left their siege engines behind. Be on your guard.
So we make our way forward.
Just
you guys
keep
make
him.
Your way forward.
Just keep him. Just
on keep him. The night, you guys see the trees start to thin out around the town, as you guys know. And you guys see the glow of firelight as you approach. Not like the town's on fire, firelight, mm-hmm. but the glow of...
Well, town's fired, let's go.
Maybe several firelights, and you guys approach the town of Greensburg. Are you attempting to make stealth checks?
I'm going to stay at the tree line.
Okay.
You two,
and I point at Nadar and Half-Thor.
Yeah.
You stay put. You are very good at drawing attention to yourselves.
Nadar, you take this to heart because you're still self-conscious about your clankiness.
I'm sure.
It is not your fault.
I do not mean to clank.
We know that. It is
all right,
okay.
Buddy.
I
sorry.
Do not mean to clank your children.
Look.
I am Dragonborn,
and
I can't
I
cry.
Can fly.
Nadar.
There's some recon.
Look at me. Look at Winston.
Has
just because you clank doesn't mean you can't be good.
It's all right. We're good at other things.
You know what? Me and you and Winston and these guys, we're going to stay right here. They're going to check it out.
Just think of how happy you made Kristen and the rest of the civilians. You cured that old woman's sickness. I can't do that.
What was she sick with, by the way? I'm curious.
I'm not sure. She just kept coughing. I'm not a doctor.
Everything all right?
You okay?
Hiccups. He's just drinking upside down.
It might sound rough, sorry.
It's all right.
You are.
I'm gonna go
you are
the corner.
Kind. You are Help. Important. You are special.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like you.
Anyway, as you guys approach,
we're all full spells right now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Asim, Travinia, you are the quietest, along with Mirella.
Doing a scouting.
You guys. As you approach.
So are we taking Mirella with us?
Mirella can't fit on the broom.
I mean, we could all three fit. We'll just go super slow.
Whoa.
What?
We can all fit if there's a bag of holding involved.
Mirella doesn't seem keen to get into the bag of holding with the body. Because the body is still in there.
That is
you
true.
Haven't said you've cast General Repose on it.
I did say that.
First time. Doesn't that only last a day?
No, it lasts for several days.
Really?
For 7 days, actually.
How long does it last?
And it's in a bag of holding, which, like, suspends things.
Oh!
If you don't refresh the air, decomposition can't continue because there's no oxygen. Just saying.
Sure.
That's how corpses
But General Repose is 7 days. I do know that.
All right, so she doesn't seem keen to jump in the bag of holding with the body, regardless of its state of rot.
I mean, Ossian can jump in, but that only subtracts, like, 35 pounds from his weight.
Yeah, I think the two...
She's okay with staying behind.
Okay, fair enough. So the two of us will fly forth.
It might be a good idea to help be here to kind of help give us a boost if something should happen.
Before you go, from the tree line, you guys see the walls of the city. It's night at this point.
Okay.
But you can see... From it looks like on the other side of the walls is where the firelight is coming from. You see against the night sky large pillars of smoke. They look about maybe bonfire or pyre size.
Mm-hmm.
10 days.
Well, that's a mess.
The walls are alive with movement on top. They look like they're very well patrolled. And you guys approached the city from... It's east side, but you circled around to the south because that's where you heard the gate was destroyed. And the gate is still destroyed. It's lying in ruins. You can see kind of weird cauterization on one of the gates as it fell forward. You can see it on the ground. It looks like the orcish horde has piled up boxes, carts, debris on each side of the gate going up to create a very narrow corridor going through the gate as a form of trying to lock down. Nothing closes, but you can't get a whole army through now. And in all of these, you see very long, pointed pikes and weapons and cobbled together, you know, just pieces of wood with swords strapped to them and put them in, you know, just very... You know,
so essentially they could go push and stab, 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 stab.
Yeah, exactly. It more like if an army attacked, it would be bottlenecked and anybody who ran against the wall would, you know, it'd be hard to put ladders up against this. Or if a siege engine ran through, it might screw it up or something. But on a lot of these pikes, you do see the bodies of humans. Just pushed onto the pike through against the wall and the pike sticking out as kind of a defense mechanism, but also as a warning. You see the bodies of many people. You see people patrolling, the orcs and goblins patrolling the walls, and on the outside you do see a couple ogres just lazily walking around. Kind of looks like they're looking and seeing what they can eat. One of them comes afoul of a goblin. Goblin goes, ah! And tries to run away, and the ogre grabs it and just bites its head off.
How is that? Gram. Gram Gram.
Yeah. Oh no, Gam Gam! And,
How close proximity are these orcs to each other as they're walking on the wall?
You actually do not see any orcs on the wall.
No
you
orcs
see hobgoblins, goblins, bugbears, and... You do see one lizard folk.
One lizard folk.
He seems to be directing or talking and directing a couple people on the wall.
How far away are the is the top of the wall from where we are at right now?
You are about the tree line, or the tree line that you can probably easily hide behind, roughly 300 feet.
300 feet.
About a football field. away from the wall, at least hideable terrain. There's a lot of open area around the town, and the town walls are roughly maybe 25, 30 feet high.
I just had an amazingly terrible and yet amazing idea.
Do tell.
The thing that Mirella did, where she could cast that strange magical crown, they went crazy and attacked their own friends. If we could get one of those ogres inside there, put that on his head, and we just sit back and watch the fireworks.
Oh, you had this if I was not thinking that already.
Great minds.
How close do you have to be to make that happen?
Oh, 100, maybe 120 feet.
Ugh, so perhaps you should fly.
You could get her...
The two of you should fly up.
You could get her close.
It also has capability of failing, as you recall. I did try to cast it on an orc at the Helder's Lodge, and
you recall, you saw the Iron Crown appear, but it just kind of dissipated as it tried to get on the orc's head.
Those ogres are awfully dumb.
They are, but they are also not invincible, and once the ogre has been destroyed, I fear that they might come looking for us. It may be a good part of a plan, but I believe there needs to be more to the plan than that.
I think this is a good idea, though, especially since they are larger. They have a larger reach.
Oh, yes.
There's
yes,
a much larger chance of them attacking their friends.
Oh, yes. I will definitely do that.
I think that lizard folk, yes, seems to be directing traffic.
That is one of the first I saw.
I think I could probably take him out fairly quickly.
But let us let our Dravinian team do the scouting as they want it to do.
All right, so you guys get on the broom. Please roll stealth check. Since if you're keeping at least 60 feet above, just roll a normal stealth check.
Yeah.
Luckily for you guys, it's actually a very dark night, because as you recall, the sky is overcast. It has remained overcast this whole time. And as you get closer to Greensburg, it only intensifies.
I would imagine they'd be even higher than 60 feet. Like,
yeah, you guys can go as high as you want. But,
yeah, I don't want to get too close. I don't want to give us away.
Couple hundred? All right. Well, in that case, couple hundred, you don't need to roll a stealth check. You can get shapes and things of that nature, but you can't get too many details. You do see, because there's a fort with a wall around it, and then a town and a wall around that. You see that. Of course, the wall around the fort has just been overrun. You do see large, moving, hulking shapes that you can assume to be ogres.
Can we count how many, like, ogres?
From this distance, you'd have to get a little closer.
Can we get a little closer?
We can try.
Tell you what, you can get 100 feet up.
I cast darkness on the broom.
Ooh, can we see out of the darkness?
She can't.
Well, none of us can.
Yeah, so, however, bad idea.
I then tie a rope to the broom and to the edge of the darkness.
Interesting.
Do you tell me to fly straight forward?
Just fly in a circle.
Fly in a circle?
Roughly the size of the town. I will tell you if you're too far.
Make me a dexterity check to tie the rope.
So
low DC, you should be fine.
That's not a fucking...
23?
Yeah. You're tie a very firm knot. And then roll me an athletics check, buddy.
Don't fall. Please don't fall. Please don't fall.
I mean, it's athletics.
I'm really more like lowering a rope that's tied to a broom. Whatever. You're 14.
You're fine. They weren't high, but I mean, right. I have to give you the opportunity to fail.
Sure.
Might have been a good idea to actually tie the end of the rope to yourself.
Yeah, because that worked out so well for Half-Thor that one time.
I didn't tie the rope. I had it looped through my belt, and as I got to the end of the rope, I just tied it on and slipped the knot through.
Asim is perhaps unreasonably confident in his abilities.
That's true.
But
someone gave him, like, shield of faith.
Right, plus he's a Bahamut, and now he feels like he's a favorite soul. Or
yeah, he's the favorite one of Bahamut.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, now I'm thinking, wouldn't it have been great if we'd just taken the dog, just take him to the edge of the wall, zoom him in, have him breathe right down the end of the wall, just obliterate a shitload of them, and we just go right back to the woods.
This is a fantastic idea.
The problem is that's only a 30-foot thing. You're going to have to get him in line.
Either way,
so
I'm missioning impossible to the edge of this dark bubble.
So
that we can get closer without being seen, because they're looking up into a dark sky. I feel like this is pretty solid.
You know, let me just roll a general perception check.
I feel like you should take a disadvantage.
What was your stealth?
Did I roll stealth?
I don't believe you did roll stealth.
Oh, you didn't make him roll stealth.
No, we didn't roll stealth.
Well, you went 100 feet up, so go ahead and roll one stealth check.
Stealthy.
Would we advantage?
You don't need to. You're in darkness. I don't need you to.
It's me at the edge of the bar, the bubble.
Okay.
Yeah, 25.
Yikes. Woo!
All right, so you... Darkness, rope, weird Mission Impossible scouting over this. If the elves could see this, they might be impressed. You don't even know.
Perhaps they're not. She's just quite so long.
Perhaps.
All right,
so she's just basically doing a big circle. The majority of the orc force is on the inside, of course. You see about 30. Because orcs are night creatures, so they're really...
They're out and about now, right?
More out and about now. They seem to be busy at work. Looting.
Right.
Destroying, you know... Destroying things that they wouldn't view as important, like pieces of art, you know, they're you know, taking wooden sculptures and, you know, anything, and they're just burning it in pyres to keep warm.
30 books in the one inn in town.
You're seeing looting is not the way.
You're seeing them cooking. You're pretty sure those are humans.
I'm sure the smell makes it up here just fine.
Oh, yeah, long pork. They seem to be taking... You know, whatever blacksmithing things I had there. So there appear to be some of them at work. The forge is lit.
Oh, shit. Okay.
They're trying to arm themselves. They're taking what they can of the town. They're using ogres, which at this distance you can count 8.
Okay.
And you also see at this distance 2 large siege weapons. One of them is most surely a catapult. And another one is a weird-looking one. It looks like it has a large bent-back arm that's fixed to something and a lever. And it looks like there's a long sack attached to this siege weapon. And they're loading things into this sack. Bits of cookware, pieces of glass... You know, silverware, bits of metal, anything sharp, and roll an intelligence check.
Asim is dumbfounded, probably.
Asim has recognition.
Asim has seen this before, that's a 19.
You've heard of these. You don't know what they're called, but they're a siege weapon designed to cast a large spray of deadly shrapnel.
Hundreds of kilometers.
In an arc to basically, it's kind of like a cone attack. It's made to take down
counterweight
infantry and cavalry by spending a spray of deadly shrapnel in a large cone. It's basically the catapult's made to take down walls. This siege weapon is more less of a siege weapon and more of an anti-personnel weapon. Yes. And they're loading it, so you can only assume that they used it already.
That is horrifying.
Yeah, and it looks finely crafted, and that's... You know, they're busy at work. You can see lots of goblins. Lots of hobgoblins, lots of orcs, ogres. Not as many lizard folk, but you do see them.
So how many siege weapons are there?
2.
I really want to cast Flaming Spear. Sphere.
Just drop around that spear weapon.
Just let it fall out of the sky. Like,
I was actually thinking that, like, if these siege weapons have wooden components,
I'm a siege or siege weapon,
right? Like, legitimately, destroy the siege weapons.
Many of them have wooden components
with fire. Think
maybe in your initial attack, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. I do also have 5 flasks of oil, and I throw fire from my hands.
That is a stellar idea. Once we get back and talk about it.
So, and from this distance of 100 feet, that's really all you can see. But the town is completely overrun.
Not overrun.
Overrun.
And, make a perception check, both of you.
Me in the blackness?
Actually, no, you can't see crap. So, Azim, make a perception check.
Out of the darkness.
8.
You don't perceive shit.
You don't perceive anything additional.
Being the darkness doesn't mean you see the darkness.
And that's all you can gather or reconnoiter from this little scouting trip. Right. You don't appear to be seen.
I climb back up the rope. Dismiss the dark. Darkness.
Tell me to fly up before you dispel the darkness.
Let's just ascend.
You run into a wall of force.
Long.
So we fly up. I've seen this darkness before. Is dispelled, and then we head back to...
Stroganoff all over the walls.
Mm. Yeah. We are not buzzards or vultures.
Dire vultures.
Fuck, dire vultures. Yeah, those
things. Could be worse. Could be peritons.
This
deer with razor sharp teeth that can fly.
Is going to be an interesting adventure.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Are you done with it?
Yeah.
No.
You said you're done with it.
So, they arrive back.
My friends, that is an occupied city.